Now today's top federal headlines. The White House releases a cyber deterrence policy after repeated calls from Congress to do so. The policy makes public how the U.S. will retaliate against cyber attacks from malicious actors. Congress wanted a public strategy so attackers would know what punishment would befall them if they tried to breach U.S. cyberspace. The policy includes using law enforcement, sanctions, and even military force against cyber attackers. Federal prosecutors are not pressing criminal charges against the two Veterans Affairs senior executives accused of manipulating the department's hiring system. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia declined the VA Inspector General's request to criminally prosecute Diane Rubens and Kimberly Graves. The U.S. Attorney's Office says it's referred the case back to the VA for appropriate administrative action. The VA has said it will reissue demotions to both senior executives once the problem is resolved. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is the latest person calling for an audit of the Defense Department. Real Clear Politics reports Sanders, while speaking at an event in Iowa Monday night, cited a speech by former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talking about trillions of dollars of unaccounted defense spending. He says the contracting system is too complicated and large, causing massive cost overruns. The IRS isn't meeting National Institute of Standards and Technology authentication standards. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says the IRS is bringing more of its services online, but most of them use different authentication standards. The agency also lacks a consistent, service-wide strategy for checking taxpayers' identities and preventing tax fraud. The IRS says it's created a new position and appointed Renee Schwartzman to come up with an agency strategy. It's also working with the U.S. Digital Service to improve its online services. Command Sergeant Major of the Army Reserve Luther Thomas Jr. will have a new job next year. Thomas will assume the role of Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs on January 11th, Army Times reports. Thomas enlisted in the Army in 1984 and is a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. He has served as the Reserve's top enlisted soldier since April 2013. The FBI Biometrics Technology Center in North Central West Virginia is now open for business, with the first employees moving in just before Christmas. The Exponent Telegram says the 360,000-square-foot facility took about 10 years in planning and construction due to the standards needed for a highly secure compound. Employees at the facility will work with biometric identification and recognition technology using human characteristics to provide to law enforcement and military personnel. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.